Hi there. The word for you today is when you're in a storm. In Matthew 14:24, we read the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves. Talk about a person caught in a storm. Jeremiah could tell you the height of the waves and the speed of the wind. He realized how fast he was sinking, so he shifted his gaze. Listen to these words, Lamentations 3:21, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him." When Jeremiah turned his eyes away from the waves to look at God, he started to recite a quintet of great promises. Here they are. Number one, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Number two, his mercies never come to an end. Three, they are new every morning. Four, great is your faithfulness. Five, the Lord is my portion or source of supply. The storm didn't cease, but Jeremiah's discouragement did. Paul talks in Ephesians 5:19 about speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You know what? Great hymns of the church are a great help when you're facing a problem. They help you to get your eyes on the one who walks on the water and calms the storm. Here's one of them, one of my favorites. "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Lord, help me get through this. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me."